If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
You're listening to High Society Radio.
I'm Chris
Pepperhick Stanley.
Bro's Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
That's right. All three of us are here. All three together again. It's at HS Radio Show. It's High Society Radio on Instagram. And some pretty cool comics are going to be posted on there. And patreon.com/High Society Radio. Now, if you donate to the Patreon page, you get access to exclusive content. That Chris and I cut, what, Chris, about an hour the night before we were doing this show?
Yes. Very drunkenly.
So you get a drunken hour of myself and BK Chris. No Bronx Johnny. He wasn't invited for the girls' night.
Nice.
And that's an hour. That's if you've donated to the Patreon account, patreon.com/High Society Radio. Now, it doesn't matter what you donate. It can be a penny, I guess.
And no.
Preferably a dollar.
It should be
preferably
a dollar.
It should be a dollar. Okay.
It should be a dollar.
Donate what you like.
You want a dollar pizza?
And you get access
give
to
up a dollar.
You get access to some more content, and also exclusive gambling locks. Because as I talked about last night on the bonus content, I'm 8-1 on the season.
Holy crap!
8-1, Johnny.
That's better than Mike Francesa said.
I'm doing pretty well, and I gave two locks that I've bet money on already. I've already made my bets on these two. You're betting with me now. You're betting with me because I'm 8-1. Right. I'm fucking hot as shit. And I got two locks for you that if you make those bets, you will make money.
Mm.
So the money you donate to the Patreon account, right?
You give us half of what you win.
No, you're donating cash to the Patreon account. You gain access to the...
It's affecting your principal, so you can't make as much.
Listen, I'm trying to sell this fucking thing, dude. Patreon.com/High Society Radio. You donate to it. You listen to the show. You get the guaranteed locks. I'm so hot right now. It's ridiculous.
This is scary.
You're scary.
Yeah, so.
You're scary because you chose to go to a Yankee game other than going to the show.
Hey, Yogi Berra died. I fucking had to go.
Yeah, after that.
The day after, yeah. That was a
but you didn't know.
So. I knew day of when he fucking died.
Yogi Berra didn't die the day that you missed. The day that we recorded last week.
He died that Wednesday night. The game was Thursday.
I thought he died on Friday.
No, motherfucker.
No, he didn't die on Friday.
Damn.
All right, but hey, you get off the point. Patreon.com/High Society Radio. Donate, make money. Donate some money to us. I just want everyone to make money.
Everybody eat, son. That's the rule.
#BasedPod. Right, Johnny? #BasedPod.
Fucking with it.
What?
I'm fucking with it. It's nice.
It's nice, right? Yeah, remember that? Remember Borat? I saw that shit in theaters twice.
You ever seen Triple G talk? He sounds like Borat. That's a dangerous motherfucker kinda. Right there. I love him, dude.
Who's Triple G?
Galani Golovkin.
The boxer, dude.
Oh, yeah,
the knockout king, son. What is it, 27?
Yeah, should we all go to that fucking fight?
I want to go to that fight. I thought we were getting tickets.
Oh, were we? Did we talk about that?
You were pretty drunk last night being like, I'm going to order these tickets to this Golovkin fight.
Oh, my God.
And then you were like, I don't know, maybe I get some free ones from Sirius. I'll get back to you tomorrow, bro.
Don't remember any of that happening. And I doubt I'll get anything free. But, yeah, we should go to the Golovkin fight because this guy's like the hot shit, right? Like, he's
the
badass.
Man. He's guaranteed knockout. Or at least you get it in an action fight.
He said he would do whatever it takes to fight Mayweather, but there's no shot.
Mayweather's not taking that fight.
Like, is he? I've heard, like, he's also fought, like, a mad bums, like, more than usual.
No, he's fought some quality opponents.
Yeah?
Yeah, but just recently. I mean, he's young. He's very young.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I want to believe in this guy. Like, I saw, like, hype video packages on YouTube.
Dude, he's a real dude.
I've read a bunch of, like, articles on him. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this guy sounds like the ultimate badass.
Yo, all right, well, here's the way you got to look at it. Have you watched his fights? Are they entertaining? Then fucking believe in him.
All right. That's it. Yeah, all right, bro.
The Mexicans love him like hell. He wants them to love him.
And for Mexicans
him.
To he love a Russian. Hell, that's fucking crazy.
Nah, he's from Uzbekistan or something.
No, he's some crazy fucking part of
No,
world,
he's from Kazakhstan. So. That's why
That's why he
Borat.
Sounds like that.
That's why he sounds like Borat. He hates Jewish people.
Mr. Saturday Night. I was like,
right?
My man.
Saturday Night, right?
I was like, nice.
My wife. Right? That shit was the best.
No, he actually said that, though. Golovkin did say Mr. Saturday Night. I was like, yo, this motherfucker's chill, man.
He fucking should have said he's the whole effing show.
He should have, but
Mr. Pay-Per-View. Mr. Monday Night.
His next fight is on pay-per-view. That's the first one for him. He's usually an HBO guy. But
I heard that Rob Van Dam's going to come down and he's going to be in his
corner.
Yeah, he's
going to have a chair for him just in case shit gets crazy.
Just fucking smoking a fat blunt. Still in the corner. He's getting high as hell.
So what's your locks, man?
I can't tell you the locks.
You got to wait to...
No, you have to fucking go to patreon.com/highsocietyradio. And I fucking feel so confident in these two picks. It's ridiculous.
Nice.
It's like, this is fucking... easy money.
Could you write it on paper for me so maybe I can, you know, bet?
Here, I'll write it to you I'll text message it to you because I don't have a pen.
All right, that works for me.
Yeah,
you guys are mad futuristic, right?
Hell I need
yeah,
this
bro.
Money, son.
Here, you know what? Because you're on the show, you get to not have to donate to Patreon. But everybody else got to donate to Patreon.
I don't even remember what you said, so I'm fucked.
Yeah, well, you fucking don't even give a shit.
That's true.
Here you go, Johnny. I'm gonna make you money right now. I'm gonna make you money.
So this is what the podcast has become? You guys are just texting each other?
No, just
what about that money, son?
There you go. I just texted Johnny. So
you can't just wait until it's not Sunday.
Yo, I gotta get the best. Yo, it's a hurricane coming, son. I gotta get this money.
Your bookie doesn't work in the rain?
They soft, B.
You can't.
They soft out here.
No wonder all the immigrants
are
taking our jobs.
Hell yeah. You don't see no dealers outside, B.
No, it's
no
great.
War.
No, let's stay in the realm of fighting. John Jones.
Bone Jones.
Yeah, he's coming back, right? He's running over a pregnant woman and doing a bunch of coke off of her dead body.
Did he really run over a pregnant chick? I know he did the cocaine. I didn't know
he ran over a pregnant woman and then like ripped the baby out of her stomach.
Oh, that sounds like John Bones Jones. He's a dangerous dude, son.
Hell yeah, man, dangerous. Children don't stand a chance against him. I mean, he's just beating the shit out of him.
Born or unborn?
Both. He doesn't care. He'll take on all fighters. If you're a child, if you're fucking past the goddamn second trimester, it's on. John Jones will fuck you up.
He's doing late-term abortions?
Fuck yeah, that's what you want to call it. That's
Republicans must hate him.
They fucking he's changed his name from John Bones Jones to John the Abortionist Jones. God, that'd be great if someone had that fucking nickname, right?
Oh, I like these picks.
You like that, right?
I feel like my wallet just got fat, so
right?
And my dick got hard.
You gotta take it. Gotta take those. I mean, that shit's fucking...
And I got two of these motherfuckers on my fantasy team. I'm fucks with it.
Son, those are two road dogs, too.
I like those, though.
Road
if anybody
dogs.
Wants some money, you get up on that, hit that Patreon up.
Patreon.com/HighSocietyRadio. Fucking Johnny just gave me the okay. He's like, I like that. You're betting on that, right?
I'm putting money down on that.
I like that. That's what I'm talking about. I feel like I should bet more money on those two picks. The amount of money I put on, I don't know if this is enough money.
Don't get
that
crazy
betting.
With that either. Don't be like that Asian dude at the fucking craps table that just gets hot. Because once you get hot, you blow your load. You fuck, dog.
I don't think I'll ever not get hot. I think this is just how it's going to be.
This is
going to
be forever, yo. I've never heard anybody say that before, so it's not like the industry's based on that.
I don't think I can be stopped. I think this
you
is
never,
pretty
you
much...
You never quit when you're on a hot streak.
Hell
yeah. Whoever
no,
said quit
bro.
While you were ahead was a big pussy.
Oh, God, yeah. Whoever said that, just human garbage.
Watching your wife fucking suck another dude's dick.
What?
Cuckling your whole life.
Cuckling? Because
you was ahead, bro.
What the hell is cuckling?
It's like a cuckoo, but you do it your whole life, so you can't just be... You know, you cuckling the rest of your life.
Oh.
There's a lot of cuck talk on this show.
Oh, yeah, son.
Well, it's better than all the cock talk that was going on for a while.
Hey, look, I fucking laid off that shit, okay?
Good, man.
I fucking laid off of it, and I'm fucking just chilling now. I'm just making bets. I'm making money for everybody. I'm just being a cool dude. I want everyone to go to Patreon. I want everyone to go to the Twitter account. I want everyone to go to Instagram. It's fucking cool, you know?
I ain't on front. Right now, like, the way you acting, if there was a website for it, I'd rate you a 10, my man.
All right, cool. Oh, all right. Okay. You know, there actually is a website for that right now, because Segway King of fucking High Society Radio. There's something, it's like a Yelp for people. It's called what? It's called People, right?
Yeah, but it's two E's.
People.
Yeah, it's like people.
Fucking annoying.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to use this thing because...
son.
There's probably already an app called People. Like, People Magazine right. probably already has P-E-O-P-L-E.
The difference, though, between
I just wish there was an app called P.
It They probably have that stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure.
This is like fetish videos, but from Germany, but it's probably popping.
All right, dope.
But like, didn't they have that back in the day where you'd have to rate a bitch? Like from 1 to 10?
Hotornot.com, you mean?
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Ain't that the same shit?
It's not that. It's you rate your interactions with people, like Yelp. You rate all aspects of them.
Yeah, what are you talking about? But I don't get it, bro.
The thing I don't understand is, like, do you put up your profile? Or do other people
people have to, like, have your phone number to rate your shit. I think that's what...
That has to be, like, a prereq to do that?
I don't like this at all.
Yeah, it's people have to have your phone number to rate you.
Well, I'm not excited about this. Well, people have my phone number.
It's going to be, like, a problem, like, if, you know, you and break up with your chick, because that ain't going to be good for your chick. But, like, you suck mad dicks. You get,
I'm
like, a
rate
seven
you
dicks
so
sucking.
Terribly.
You're my buddy ended up on some, like, Facebook page that was for, like, I guess just slutty chicks who were
nice.
Just like, we all banged this dude, he's a bartender. Like,
oh,
he kind of sucked in bed.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
His dick was whack.
And, no, like, he told me that, like, four of the chicks that were saying that they fucked him hadn't fucked him.
What?
Yeah,
but like.
Why would women lie about?
I'm from dudes do that too, but not like that. Like, how you gonna make up that you fucked somebody? That's kind of cornballish.
This is strange,
especially if you're a chick who could have probably just fucked him.
And
you're single at the time.
Like, it's not really a bad thing for the dude because we're like, all right, yeah, I fucked like 9 different bitches. They say the sex wasn't good, but I kept getting ass, so it can't be that bad. That's your defense.
That's on you, slut. That's on you.
Did you catch anything? Nah,
not
easy,
yet.
Bitch.
Not yet. Because guess what? I'll fuck my dick's infested with chlamydia now. We're having sex immediately. You're gonna welcome to the wonderful world of the clap. Or is it chlamydia the clap or is it gonorrhea the clap?
I don't even know.
I thought it was syphilis because you get those scars on your hands.
Oh Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man. Yeesh.
I knew a guy at SUNY Purchase who
he gave you that?
He gave me syphilis because he was sucking it. No, I knew a guy who we just thought was crazy.
Yeah.
It turns out he had syphilis and it was crazy from the syphilis because he was banging like.
Yo, that's a real fucking thing, right? They said Jack the Ripper
off, he was
had
banging
syphilis.
Sluts off of MySpace.
Damn, so MySpace was the shit back in the day. It was like Tinder is now for people.
Exactly. Yeah, it was like think of like or all you millennials listening. You know what Tinder is, right? Well, this was like Tinder, but you need
way
to be
less
on a,
focused.
Yeah, you need to be on a computer to look at it. You couldn't really look on your phone cause at the time. Phones didn't really.
Fuck a Snapchat. So
showing your age. You guys are showing your age. What are you guys talking about?
I'm
on Yik Yak right now. I'm yakking and yicking.
You're just on Gak right now. Be honest.
Fuck, man.
I wish.
Yeah, I don't know. Tinder, this Tinder thing is going to blow up. You know what I'm saying?
People are getting off Tinder. They got the new one where chicks have to make the first move. What's that
Bumble.
Called? Bumble, yeah.
Yeah, Bumble was.
You just Bumble your way into some puss.
Oh, got it. All right. Bumble is the woman who created, who I think was also the co-creator of Tinder. She was on the Daily Show with Trevor Noah. And
you watch that?
Yeah.
It was all right?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, Trevor Noah is doing a good job so far.
It was mixed, right?
What?
He mixed?
Is he mixed?
Yeah.
Yes. He's mixed.
That's good.
He's of mixed race.
I'll check it out.
What? Why? Why does that matter?
I'm just. I need to up my like.
Johnny
should watch.
You know, he doesn't like those people coming up on his Bumble profile.
I want to watch it. That's all. I want to see what he's about.
Yeah. But you don't want to watch him because he's mixed or something?
No, I'm saying I want to. I didn't want to watch another like white TV show host and shit. I need something different.
You don't like white TV show hosts?
You could have just
kinda
watched.
Tired of
you could watch Arsenio.
So you just watch what? Fucking our boy Larry Wilmore?
I don't even watch that. He's kind of white for me.
He's too white for you.
He has glasses.
He created the Bernie Mac show.
Yeah,
that's a black man right
that's
there.
That's great, but you know. The name Larry Wilmore doesn't really like say that's a real motherfucker.
What
right
should
there.
His name be then? What's a real motherfucker's name? Give me one.
Trevor Killdog or some shit. I don't
Trevor
fucking know.
Trevor Killdog. New host of The Daily Show, Trevor Killdog. TKD.
Two Chainz. That's a real motherfucker.
Hell yeah, son. You could have taken that name.
Fetty Wap. Is that a real?
I don't really mess with that kid.
You
right
like
there.
Fetty
that eye fucking.
You down with him?
That eye scares the shit out of me.
I thought he was dead.
That he has that dead eye.
Does
didn't
he
just get
eye?
Into a motorcycle accident?
Yeah,
he didn't die, though. Well, his vision ain't coming back regardless of what happened. But
what? Really? He lost an eye?
He's been had that one dead eye, though.
Does he wear an eye patch?
No, he's real. He don't need no prosthesis.
He shouldn't have been on a fucking
man.
Motorcycle if he's got a fucking dead eye.
He wants to do wheelies and shit. That's up to him.
You
got to
have a fucking eye patch if you have a dead eye.
No, dude,
rapper.
That yo, that's a fucking selling
yeah,
point, though.
I think
though.
You got to go eye patch.
You got to go
yeah,
eye
you
patch.
Should.
There's no other fucking option.
But
all
right, you kind of differentiate there. Like, you fucking, like, the disabled rapper in the way and shit.
Nah, you know what you can get? You can get, like, an iced out glass eye.
Like, yo, he lab. Doesn't like the prosthetics, though. That's, like, not his thing.
So he just has a hole in his fucking eye?
Sounds no, like he has like a clear white eye. It looks like when Ray, like, you know, when
like
Undertaker?
Bushwick Bill?
Yeah, something like Bushwick Bill, but a lot gnarlier, actually.
Is he Bushwick Bill's taller brother?
No. That's fucking terrible.
I'm just asking if they have the same eyes.
Nah, shit. Bro. Oh, man.
So, yeah, I'm pretty worried about the Yelp for people because I think people are just... I mean, I don't think that's going to work out for any of the three of us.
Oh, people are going to trash the shit out of me. People fucking hate me.
Oh, yeah, lots of people your phone number hate
you. But, like,
you.
If they're going to say shit about you, they have to give their real name at least, right?
Or I'm not... I don't know. You just brought it up, right? I mean, I don't know all the details on this people app. But I know you got to... I think if you're not on it, they can only give you positive reviews.
Whatever. Oh, that sounds all right, then. I think, getting on that.
Well, no, they said you can have negative reviews on that shit, too. They like that
only if you're signed
purpose.
Up for it. Like, if you're...
Okay.
You know, yeah.
Okay. Because, like, I remember when you used to shit on people, and you just write their number on the fucking bathroom, like, yo, if you want your dick sucked, call us.
Let's face it. There's no way this thing takes off, right?
Nah, man. People are retarded, son. Like,
Snapchat's popular. This might be popular. I don't know.
Yo, I'm with that. 10-second videos.
Nah,
what up, dog?
You made this is kind of old. The Snapchat dudes are young. You know,
she's not. Wait. Oh, it's an older person.
Was that her? Let me see.
You have to have a Facebook account in order to review somebody.
In most things now, to sign up for anything else, you have to have a fucking Facebook account. It's really weird.
Yeah, my Google Plus account ain't doing shit for me.
She got a nice mouth. I'll get on people and rate that mouth.
You're gonna get on people and rate this girl's mouth?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, you got a nice mouth. I think that might get you a bad review on people.
Would it?
Yeah, it's misogynistic, Johnny.
No, it's not. That's that's complimenting a female. Like, yo, I like your
mouth.
In
this day and age, you can't just be going up to
girls.
I'm
saying I
like
your mouth. I'm not saying what about that
mouth.
This is different. That's different.
What about that mouth? That's what I always say.
What's good with that mouth?
What that mouth do?
What up with that mouth? Where my mouth at? Hey, excuse me, miss. Nice mouth.
See, now you're being racist.
No, I'm just saying mouth.
I think we're falling off the rails on this show.
Are you Trevor Killdog, son?
I wish I was Trevor Killdog. I'm a fucking white man, though. I'm a cracker-ass fucking cracker.
Word.
I'm white as shit.
That should be your rap name, cracker-ass cracker.
You know what? Maybe it will be. I can't believe that asshole, who's a white guy? The white rapper that, Riff-Raff? Riff-Raff?
Oh,
I can't believe that guy, like, fucking... He's still, like, making a living. Like,
is he
popular?
I don't know about... Relatively. It's like a sideshow, I'd say. But, yo, sideshows make money. I mean,
Stitches is making that dough.
Oh, shit. Are you serious?
Yes. Stitches sold out Webster Hall.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Who's Stitches?
Oh, you don't know who Stitches... We talked about Stitches on the show.
Damn,
that's
son.
The dude from Miami. He's got an AK-47 tattooed on his face.
Oh, yeah. I know that guy now.
He said because it's his favorite gun.
Oh, yeah, that's the realest dude out there.
We should get Stitches on the fucking podcast.
I don't know if I can
think
get
you do
it.
The podcast? I don't know if I can even look at his face.
Do a like, phone over him.
I'd be like, yo, do you really love selling blow that much?
Do you have any?
Oh, he definitely, that's why we need him on the podcast. Definitely will roll through here with some fucking blow.
Bring some of that chalk.
He's got bricks that are whiter than some mayo. I heard that somewhere.
That was probably his dumbass to me.
He can send them to you in the mail.
Oh, God.
What? That's the hook.
AK-47.
That's the hook for his ballad.
Good for him, though, man.
It's a thug ballad?
Yeah, it's about selling blow.
What do you think the best thug ballad is?
I'm a thug by fucking Trick Daddy.
No, that's just the fucking song with the word thug.
No, man, it's a ballad because the hook rhymes, but it's a soft hook. It's a nice song, man. You need to check that shit out. Also, Miami native. There you go.
Oh, yeah. They got that in common. What are you doing? Why are you looking at your phone?
I'm all sorts of fucked up. Look, the best thug ballad would have to be maybe You're All I Need.
Yeah, probably.
Method Man. I mean, that would think I'm talking about that. Like, fuck, you know, these power ballads, not just fucking words, songs with the word thug in them.
Okay. That's nice.
Money Cash Hoes. That's my.
What do you, come on, Johnny. Give me one.
Shit, something soft.
Oh, yeah. While you're thinking of that, let me plug some shit. Because, look, like earlier in the show, I said you go to patreon.com/highsocietyray, you donate to the show, you get access to these fucking hot ass picks. This is going to make you a shitload of money. Now you're not going to hear anyone else talk like this who's making picks for the NFL today. All right, look, I have the fucking utmost confidence that you can lay down serious fucking cash on these two picks that I make in that show. Okay? Look, I'll even tell you, it's at the end of the show. You don't even have to listen to the whole hour.
Listen to it. That was a good hour.
Yeah, that was.
I don't remember anything that I talked about in that hour, but I do remember those hot ass picks I made. So you go to patreon.com, you type it into a keyboard that's like in the URL bar for a fucking computer web browser. You go to patreon.com/highsocietyradio, then you go to fucking, then you donate some fucking money, and then you you get access to the picks. There you go, bang, done. There you go. You like that? Johnny, what's a thug ballad right now?
Biggie, Little Kim, Make Money.
It's not bad.
There you go. You're welcome.
I'm sorry it took you so long to figure it out.
It did take you a long time.
I don't live in the past, bro. I'm not that dude.
Did you guys hear they're going to start locking up those chicks we were talking about who just body paint their titties up?
The Times Square titty girls.
Yeah, they're going to be shooing them away, but then if they catch them again, they're going to lock them up.
It is cold outside. Maybe they're looking out for them.
I don't think that's what it is. I think they just don't. For whatever reason, people who are criticizing de Blasio have centered in on the fact that some chicks took their shirts off for a couple of bucks.
Yeah, because he has control over it. Like, I ain't afraid. You ever think about the shit you get blamed for as, like, mayor or leader of anything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, you also get praised for shit.
No, I haven't heard of
like,
get
Bill
praised.
Clinton is still praised for having, a great economy under him, but it was just the tech bubble.
That, too, yeah. But, like, I'm saying, like, I've never heard this motherfucker get praised for anything.
De Blasio?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he came in after Bloomberg. People are, like, scared. He was the first Democrat mayor since Dinkins.
He's consistently hammered. Everyone fucking hates him, man. Everyone
he's always on
that
CPT
him.
Time.
Well, even his
shit.
Supporters are pissed off at him because he's trying to push a national agenda instead of doing what he said, which is bring down fucking rent prices.
He's
Why would you
want though?
To bring down rent prices in New York? This place is perfectly livable.
Yeah, is it, motherfucker?
Says fucking rent control apartment, douche.
Oh, yeah. Shit, my shit is just going up every year, man.
Just call me RC, baby. No, RS, rent stabilized. It's not rent. If it was rent control, I'd really be fucking caking it up.
What's that money, son?
My rent went up $20 this year, okay?
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. It don't sound like a lot, but that shit adds up over time.
I got paid $20 over the next 2 years. This is bullshit.
He can't get guac at Chipotle anymore.
Oh, nah, son.
I'm eating way too many Chipotle burritos. This is not good.
You don't look it, though.
Thanks, buddy.
You look good.
Thanks, pal.
What?
You're so nice to me.
I'm being sincere.
You're such a good friend.
Go fuck yourself, man. You know I'm being sincere.
Why don't you go suck yourself?
If I could, I'd do it, son.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't reach. My spine is fucked up.
Yeah, hit the Netflix and chill button.
Oh, man.
Is that real? What the hell is this?
Somebody came up with it at Maker Faire. So they put...
it's kind of whack, though.
You hit this one button, and it dims your lights, and turns on Netflix for you.
But that don't... I thought it would do some other shit, like you put on Netflix and then it releases like a gas that'll like pass your date out and then you can just chill.
That would be called the rape button.
It's the same shit in principle.
That's a hot
though,
Cosby.
Isn't it? Yeah, that's a hot Cosby.
South Park reference. Sick.
Oh, yep. Shit. Yeah, but you have to have certain speaker systems for this bullshit to work. It's not all that.
Just get some Bluetooth shit, right? It's probably all Bluetooth, right?
Yeah.
No, but it's saying you have to have certain like Panasonic speakers and shit like that. But to work.
Well, you got to tweak your shit a little bit, dog.
You remember that stupid Staples?
Chris,
button?
The only this thing I tweak are my nipples. I'm going to tell you guys this right.
I believe you, son.
I'll do it right
now. I never saw you as a nipple tweaker.
You never seen when the wife beat us? I'm just this perk.
Thank you.
I think
that's a compliment.
Yeah, you look like you do push-ups, but it's just your nipples is ripe, son.
Exactly.
I'm feeling that, though.
See, you noticed. I'm glad.
Yeah,
I'm happy for
Dominican
you.
Dominican sausage, salami titties, nigga. All day.
What else you got, Johnny?
You ever fucking hang with somebody and they just bring up old shit, B?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I mean, you repeatedly bring up different ways in which people are gay.
No, it's different because it's a podcast and those people don't know me. Like, shit, old shit we talk about on a podcast is different because they don't know us. But, like, I'm saying, like, if you chill with your mans, you know them for, like, 10 years or whatever.
It's
all he talks about
gay.
Is fucking
you.
Know
you're chilling with your mans.
Peoples, man.
But, like, male peoples.
Yeah. If you got bitches for friends, you kind of gay for that one. You got bitches for friends and you ain't fucking.
So what makes you straight? What makes a person straight then? Before we get to your...
Getting your dick sucked by a woman, son, and then leaving.
Like not talking to her, just getting
Why
blown
would you? You got what you wanted. What you going to... Give her like $20 if you know money's tight.
You're the most...
If she's not rent stabilized, you got to give her $20 at least.
You are a romantic man.
I don't need no Netflix and chill, B. That's for some suckers right there.
What, the back page and chill? Is that what
Hell you're yeah, B. $80, half and half. Gentleman time, son.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Oh, my God. You have half AIDS and half herpes.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I got something, son. I ain't going to be lonely on Christmas.
Oh, Jesus.
I made that promise.
This is fucking... You're going down a fucking bad hole, John.
I'm having fun, son. They kind of clean.
Yeah,
the Moses is very
an $80
clean.
Prostitute is literally a bad hole to go down.
Like, that doesn't make you question the fucking person, the lady of the evening, $80.
For half and half? I call that a good rate. It's like Black Friday every Friday, son.
This is bad.
Yeah, something tells me it's Black Friday.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This is bad. This is not good.
You like being lonely, son? I don't.
If Fucking being alone's the best, dude. It's
no,
just,
it's not.
Just
son.
Fucking chilling.
You just
in the
stare
dark.
At a wall and be like, yo, what am I doing with my life?
Smoking that.
I tell you what
smoke.
I'm doing, dog. Get some Sherm. Chill with a lady.
You're smoking Sherm with $80 prostitutes? Jesus Christ. Are you old dirty bastard?
You're fucking low rent Denzel from goddamn Training Day.
Yo, yo, you gonna shoot me in the ass, Stanley? Because I'm Godzilla, motherfucker.
What? Godzilla? It's King Kong.
Nah, son, I'm not. That's trademark infringement right there. You ain't suing this motherfucker.
All
right,
so you're fucking $80 prostitutes, you're smoking Sherm, and what are you, and you think everyone's gay?
I didn't say everybody was gay.
You think most people are gay?
Not even. Just soft motherfuckers. You're gay.
Who's the straightest?
Wait, if your dick is soft, you're gay.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know.
You a soft motherfucker.
Who's the straightest person in the world?
Ever?
Yeah. Shit. Let's say living. Living, and then ever, if it's not the same person.
Jacqueline Lane's still alive?
Jacqueline Lane's the straightest man alive.
I gotta say, yeah, son.
No,
right?
He's dead.
He's made the most.
Died a few years ago.
George Foreman then.
George Foreman is still alive.
I'll go with George Foreman.
He spent, you know what he did for money? He fucking wrestled around with other men for money.
Shut up. He didn't wrestle. He boxed, all right?
He punched him. He chopped wood to train.
Fucking makes burgers for a living and shit now off a grill.
So it's George Foreman.
He's so straight, he named 8 dudes the same name.
Hell yeah, son. He's like, ain't no bitch.
Because he can't differentiate between them.
Oh, that poor dumb bastard. His brain is just goo.
Hey, it's not Ali, son. It could be worse. Yeah. Shaky motherfucker.
Yeah, Ali makes a mean margarita. But,
oh, come on. National treasure. Wait, did he die?
Not yet.
All right.
I know he wishes he was, though.
Oh, come on.
What?
Come on, Johnny. All right, so we've discovered who the straightest man in the world is. So what were you asking before? Like, all right. People who bring up old shit?
I'm saying, you don't got a friend that's all they talk about, their glory days and shit.
You know, somebody's always like, remember that time we did this, but it's something that happened 10 years ago, and that guy hasn't done anything interesting since that thing?
And you see the motherfucker at least once or twice a month or some shit, and it's just the same fucking shit.
Yeah,
you're at the same party for fucking 10 years.
I got a friend who used to be super interesting, and now he's just kind of like fat and out of shape and doesn't do anything. And like, he always brings up this one kid he beat up like 10 years ago.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck.
He's like, yeah, remember I fucked that kid up? And like, yo, he brings up shit like that. Remember we were in the strip club? I'm like, yeah, I was in the strip club the other day, though. Like, where the fuck were you? You're just sitting at home breathing
heavy.
Like, what happened? Why did this dude just give up?
I mean, I think just life catches up with people, and they fall into the trappings of sitting in their house all day.
I think people feel like you can't do better, which is wrong. You know, anybody can do better. You just got to want that shit.
I'm steady elevating my game, son.
Oh, yeah.
All day.
Like, I'll give Chris this shit. The man's never bored. There's never not one thing he's not doing.
That's true. I'm going curling on Saturday.
It's fucking interesting. I'll give you that. I'm trying to get tickets for this fucking MSG show, but that's not going to happen.
No.
That's a wrap.
You know, you guys are being real dicks right now.
Happened,
how are we
son?
Being dicks?
What did you?
He thinks we're talking about him. That's
oh,
why.
Oh man, son.
He thinks we're talking about him.
Yo, you haven't hit your zenith. You be doing brunch and dunch and all that shit,
that's
son.
A good point. I'm gonna go to brunch by myself on Saturday.
I don't do that. I'll go with you.
No. Bring an $80 lady of the evening.
Yo, son,
I got ten on it.
Oh,
I got 10 on it.
God. I get paid this week, dog. I'll get you a bitch.
No, I am.
Can you get a lady of the evening in the middle of the afternoon?
Probably.
Yeah, it ain't gonna look pretty.
John, you would know.
Oh, snap.
Well, fuck it. You're the one fucking talking about Backpage.com.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm
like,
saying.
You're saying it in a negative
but
way.
But that's what I'm
like,
saying.
Yo,
Johnny's doing new
things. Mind,
Johnny's
son.
Finding new experience.
Getting some acid in there. I might get some shrooms later this week, dog. You need to chill, son.
All right. Yeah, we're going to chill. We're going to fucking hang out.
You guys
out.
Aren't going to watch Netflix, too, because that would make you
nah,
gay.
Nah, son.
No, we're the only
reason. Hulu and chill, right?
The
that's cool. That's straight.
Reason.
Hulu and chill.
Or Xbox One.
HBO Go and chill.
The only reason to chill is to watch Netflix.
Amazon Prime and chill.
It's the only reason.
I have friends because, like, yo, do you still go to, like, the handball court and shit? You look like the type of dude. You'd
oh,
be
yeah,
the only
every
one
day.
There.
In the morning, usually.
I play handball all week.
Well, that's different because you go with people. This motherfucker, like, go by himself.
Oh, you just go look at young dudes.
No, I play
you
handball.
You playing suicide by himself and shit.
Playing suicide by myself.
Remember how cool fifth grade was?
Yeah, I'm that guy.
Yeah. See, we didn't say that, though. Why are you taking it like that?
I'm that guy. It's whatever.
No, you're not,
what?
Son.
You know, now I don't want anyone to go to patreon.com/highsociety radio. You know why? Because the fucking Pix will probably lose. Right, Johnny?
No, because
I'm
son.
Just some weirdo.
Yo,
why do you always talk about old shit, man? The new
saying,
shit
bro.
Is that you actually win a bet
be
once
a
in a
dude,
while.
Yo.
Do some new shit.
Yo,
win
you
a bet.
Yo, this is new Stanley, though. You winning right now.
I've won.
You making money,
of them.
Bro.
I've won 8 of them.
I'm not used to this new successful Stanley.
You know what kind of fucking one percentage that is? It's a dope one.
It's
kind of weird,
though. Like, you would think he'd be happier because he's more successful now, but he's just going downhill with this guy.
I mean, his life has gotten progressively better since he was depressed in college.
That's what I'm saying,
and
son.
He just,
you never see any
happiness from the kid.
It's like he got Tommy John surgery and the speed never came back or some shit.
Oh,
damn,
that's
bro.
That's a good analogy, Johnny.
Hell yeah, nigga. You got to get on your shit, B. Smoke some Sherm, bro.
Is this
get
an
crazy.
Intervention for me? What the fuck's going on?
I don't know. I don't think you're supposed to be pitching drugs.
I mean, shit, you're sitting here still doing the same podcast. Your man Tyler's got a documentary coming out.
Oh, word.
Tyler,
son.
The creator?
Tyler Oakley.
Oh, shit, Tyler Oakley.
That's pretty mouth motherfucker.
What's Fat Black and Irish doing? You keep talking about things.
Word, son. We got to make that happen.
I love Tyler Oakley. You know why? Because he speaks to me being a millennial.
He bugs the shit out of me.
He bugs you, Johnny? You don't like looking at this gentleman that I'm showing you on the screen?
It's like, what the fuck are you going to tell me about? I heard he does good interviews, like, because I asked some of my teenagers. They know about him. I was like, all right. They was like, yo, he's like.
Some of your teenagers, the ones that you bought straight cash from Cambodia?
No. The teenagers.
Human trafficking is what Johnny's a part of now.
Listen, at least he's trying new things.
That's what I'm saying. You're winning.
Wait, you haven't even started your Fat Black and Irish YouTube page.
Well, we need to get you on that, bro. We can get you a hat.
I looked up just fucking around. I looked up the top five most popular YouTube accounts, you know, whatever. And it was Ali Singh. I watched the most popular video, had to turn it off.
Couldn't deal with it.
Tyler Oakley, I watched one of the videos of like 8 million fucking views.
Yeah, he gets hits.
It's fucking crazy because it all seems like they all just do each other's fucking YouTube videos.
Oh, you mean like podcasts?
Exactly. Yeah, it's, but it's getting millions and millions of dollars. For real. No, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
Fucking Jenna Marbles is pulling like $4 million a year off
of
a YouTube account.
No,
and, you know, other shit, you know, she.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah,
definitely.
You think?
Hey, don't throw that out there.
You think she's a prostitute? You think she's on Backpage.com?
I mean, I feel like somebody's probably offered her a lot of money for sex at this point, right?
She'll get a Vivid deal down the line.
You like Jenna Marbles?
How old is she?
I'm going to guess 30.
Yeah, she'd get it. I'm looking at pictures of her right now.
Look her up on fucking Wikipedia.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
We have access to how old these skeezers are. And then there's like a Spanish guy. I can't remember what his name was, but he's like the number 4.
What does he do?
He does exactly what all the fucking
Spanish.
All the English people do, except it's in Spanish.
God damn.
It's hysterical. It's
son,
like
we losing money here.
You speak Spanish. I don't speak Spanish.
Yo, you gotta learn Mandarin. I'm gonna get you a Rosetta Stone. We do this shit, son.
You can learn Mandarin.
There's
I can
mad
learn Mandarin.
Chinese, yo.
Hell yeah.
Like billions of the motherfuckers.
And then there's an Asian guy called like Ninja Hidja or something.
But is he in English or is he in Chinese?
He's in English. He's like
yo, Mandarin Chinese money, bro.
Yeah,
we
gotta learn this Mandarin.
And it's just every video is, and then there's some
Mandarin to Mandarins. That's how we gonna call it. Yes, we got this.
Yo, you know what? My man's Italian cooking Chinese food. That's what
bro. And
you
all the videos,
it's like how old Mexicans
long.
Cook Italian food.
Yeah, I'm with
sorry.
They're like 12 minutes long. It's crazy.
I'm kind of shocked they have 12 minutes worth of content.
Oh, they don't, but they are 12 minutes long.
you guys know that my friend of mine, a girl that I went, grew up with, she's like a YouTube person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You stay talking about that, son. You never shut the fuck up.
Has she been growing it? I know. Have you even
yeah, it
for
has grown.
Years?
I mean, I saw her a few years ago. She's like, that's pretty much all she's doing at this point.
Does she still know you?
Yeah, I saw her. I mean,
you know, sometimes people blow up. They seem to blow you off. I don't know what that is, but
yeah, people
all
do
the time.
Up all the time.
Hysterical, actually.
I'm glad you guys are just wallowing in self pity. So I always have you guys.
Always. No worries.
But, I mean, I asked her. I was like, you realize it's just, she's hot. So I was just like, you realize it's just creepy dudes jerking off
nice
you.
She has a nice rack.
She's like, yeah, like some of them, yeah, probably like half. She doesn't care. She's like, I'm getting paid. Other people actually like this stuff.
You paid well?
She makes decent money.
It's like 15K a video or something, right?
No, she's not making that much.
She makes $45,000 a video, Johnny.
Damn,
she puts one out an hour.
Shit, son, what am I doing with my life? Look at all those Koreans out there. They get paid to, like, fucking eat on the internet and shit. It's the same fucking thing, really. I never got it, but, yo, it's a market.
Well, no, it's because the South Koreans are, like, they have this weird culture where they're all, like, really lonely. Or, like, I can say the younger people are very lonely, and they, like, hey, they want to, like, This is how it was explained. It's like people want to feel like they're eating with someone at home because they're all so fucking. No one's dating each other or some shit.
I got Black Stanley's fucking gimmick, son.
All right, Black Stanley.
He Fat fucking, Black and Irish is his name. He fucking, you got to get the branding down.
He fucking hacks one of those kids' pages and challenges him with an American flag tied around his
neck. Oh, you know how to hack
and challenges
now, right?
him to fucking like eat.
I learned through lynda.com.
lynda.com/highsocietyradio. Go get your 10-day free trial. You could be just like Fat Black and Irish.
Start hacking South Korean pages and challenging them to food contests, food eating contests.
That's right.
You can be like Ogre and fucking Bloodsport.
I'll be fucking eating a bunch of goddamn ramen and masturbating.
Ramen is Japanese.
Yeah, they watch
stop
that
being
stuff.
Racist. I thought we were going to stop being racist.
Koreans eat
I'm going to get PC principle in here.
Hey, bruh.
Hey, bruh.
What was the name of South Park's new soda poda?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did you watch the latest episode, Johnny?
I didn't catch it yesterday. Nah, man. I was busy getting high, getting my dick sucked, man. Jesus Christ. It's Wednesday. Sometimes a motherfucker needs some action, bro. I'm going to chill tonight.
Tough day.
Oh, my God.
I was like, don't look at me.
I was busy eating hallucinogens and fucking prostitutes. Sorry. This is my 3 o'clock. I'm dosing myself and going to Backpage.
That's BK Chris, son. He's living that life. See? Another thing he's doing.
Yes.
We got you, bro. This mad shit. We could like.
Sounds like it's mostly fucking prostitutes.
Hey, man. It's different shit, but it's something. Yo, we have you out there, son.
I'm just really worried about my gambling. I'm trying to focus on that. Because it seems
to
be going well for me.
You can't keep yourself in one box, dog. It's a big world out there, dog. You're not Tom Hanks on that island with a volleyball and shit.
It's true. I'm not.
Yeah, chill,
not
bro. You need a Wilson.
His name was Wilson. I was going to say.
Yeah, you need a Wilson, B. Okay. I'll be your Wilson, nigga.
Yeah? All right.
Go outside.
Inanimate?
Hell yeah. Don't touch me, though. I don't like to be
Why
touched.
Not? I'm going to have to touch you at some point. Whether you fucking want it or not, bro. Oh, God. What else is going on?
There's I got something. There's a proposed development in Sacramento.
All right, I like Sactown.
Yeah, where they're gonna have robots that like pretty much bring your groceries home for you, will walk your kids to school so they don't get fucked.
Drones?
Pretty much like drones, yeah.
Who's funding this? Is it Trump?
It's a private company. It's not Trump, no.
You sure? Sounds like it's taking Mexican jobs.
5D Robotics is the company.
Mm.
So it's robots with five dicks?
Basically.
Sounds like a rape.
That's how they hold the fucking bags. You tie it to its dick. You got to pull it off.
I saw some, an article coming out of like San Francisco saying that like the amount of bunk bed listings are like ridiculous.
What? That's a fucking, for adults?
For adults.
Not getting a bed?
Rooms with a bunk bed, so split it with someone. For people moving out to San Francisco, it's like $750 to split a fucking bunk bed.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It's where there's a lot of high-paying jobs out
there.
It's
just so, it's so crazy.
That's part of the fucking problem. Like, why don't people want to be grown-ups anymore? That's some, like, kid shit.
That is true.
No, it's out of necessity.
It's
because of a fucking terrible housing crisis.
I hear you on that, but why can't you just have two beds in the same fucking, why do you got to be bunk beds, son? Like, be a grown man,
to save
son.
Space.
Otherwise,
you have more
room
for activities.
Like, out in fucking England, they had a fucking cereal bar and shit. And
what?
Yeah, like, they only served cereal and shit in a fucking bar.
Oh, I thought it was like a bar that just, instead of playing music, just played cereal on a fucking PA system.
But it's like
oh, wow, hold on, shut up. Stop fucking drinking. I need to hear what happened. Oh, nothing. Never mind.
Shit. But like, you see now they got arcade bars and shit. Like, I dig nostalgia. That's cool. But like, you got to grow the fuck up.
They've had arcade
too,
bars
dude.
For like fucking 20 years.
No, but not like this and shit. Like, it's all like, you got fucking kindergartens and shit for like adults now. Like, you sign up for Fingerpick. They got adult coloring books now and shit.
They're made popular. Like, the Amazon's
like
top.
But like, for fucking children,
books.
Dude. Why don't you go outside, like, do a puzzle or some shit? Go get your dick sucked or something.
Go to Backpage.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Backpage.com/highsocietyradio down the line.
No. We are not involved with prostitution.
Why not?
Not yet, son.
It's illegal.
I was actually going to do an interview show with a couple of guys who used to drive escorts.
That's pretty cool.
That's kind of
cool. Definitely do that.
I want in.
What do you want to ask them?
Where are the girls now?
I mean, it was
years.
They're
still working.
Dead.
Probably
in those guys' trunks.
Yeah.
Just rotting away.
I don't know if I'd want them in my house, then, but probably do.
The guys are the rotting corpses. Which don't you want?
Well, he doesn't want guys in his house. It's gay.
That is gay. You had a man come to your home. That's pretty gay. That's you're homosexual. So. You had it. You were in a room with another man alone. Like what we're doing right now is gay. Cutting this podcast is gay. It's three men.
Murder, suicide, son. That's what I'm waiting on.
Oh hell yeah!
I got this box with the gas in it. Don't worry about it. Just button.
Let's just gas everyone.
But I'm saying, like, you know what I mean? No, people don't do adult shit no more. Be like, they have summer camps for adults now. What the fuck? Like, people don't do ball crawls anymore either, son. Like,
oh, yeah,
shit.
You saw the juice bar crawl.
Oh, my
so
God.
Stupid, son.
You know about this, Stanley?
I've read this in the Post, and there's apparently some moron here in New York City. Well, not a moron. They're making money off of it. They have juice bar crawls now in New York City. You go to like 12 juice bars, and then you just drink juice.
If anything, that has to be
and then shit your pants.
Yeah.
And some of them, they will give you everyone the same pair of headphones, and it's all playing the same song at the same time, so people can dance.
Oh, yeah, they have those at fucking Studio Square by out in Queens and shit.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, yeah. It was part of a party. They promoted, like, they have three booths. One's red, one's green, and one's blue. You get the individual headphones, and you chill. You're basically segregating yourself. The point of going out, to me, is to socialize. But you get these fucking personal headphones. You don't talk to anybody. You listen to your own shit. You're fucking a pretentious asshole at that point.
Well, no. I mean, you don't listen to your own shit.
Everyone's
listening to the same song.
No, dude. Those headphones have, like, channels. They have, like, 5 or 20 channels on them. And you can change, rotate songs out the headphones.
Well, that place is filled with assholes.
The drinks are good. They're cheap. Food is all right. I can't.
Fucking the drinks aren't cheap.
They're cheap, son. You get a $7 fucking blue lemonade. I enjoy it very
much. Whatever. I'm not gonna start trashing a place. It's neither here nor there. Okay. Okay, Johnny.
I hate you.
I wonder what Fetty Wap's doing right now. What do you think?
He's sitting in a fucking hospital bed. He's getting into a motorcycle accident.
Oh God.
Trying to see how his ride high. I don't fucking know.
Fetty, it's gonna get better. Don't worry.
At least he was born like that.
You're talking about the prolonged adolescence thing. I was reading an article the other day where some kids at their off-campus apartment, saw a mouse and called the police because they didn't know what to do.
Damn, son. Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Like, I hate fucking rodents myself. I ain't gonna front like I don't. But all you do is get a glue trap, put some peanut butter on that bitch, and leave it there. You'll catch it.
Or just get a cat.
I don't know. That's more maintenance. Then what do you do when the cat starts getting crazy? You gotta get a dog. And it's like just an
animal. It's like that Porky Pig cartoon where he ran the hotel.
Yeah, basically. You're just killing shit till
dead. I was reading an article in Psychology Today where
we fucking high.
Colleges are saying that they're finding that morons, 18-year-olds cannot deal with very basic things like seeing a mouse. Like girls are going to the psychologist or the counselors in colleges because somebody called them a bitch and they're just like, I'm traumatized.
Nah, son, they need to come to my school. My kids be saying some shit in the hallways.
You are in the hood.
I'm like, damn, you dropping F-bombs out here like that? Why are you calling them F-bombs? Jesus. God bless the children, son. Wu-Tang forever.
What?
Oh, man.
Wu-Tang's for the children. We all know that.
Hell yeah, son. Well, maybe not these kids because their parents didn't let them listen to that kind of music. I'm calling them fucking cops for mice.
So basic life skills, kids can't do anymore.
Exactly.
Right? Remember, we talked about that shit.
They're badass at Minecraft.
They can build a fucking app.
Look, I built the Twin Towers.
Well, no.
Minecraft.
I mean, people in...
And then I Minecraft some airplanes. I don't like where this is going.
Yeah, but you remember we had that story a couple years back where the fucking kids were taking their parents to job interviews and shit.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
It's
that was
just
like last year. A lot of kids nowadays are outside of college are bringing their parents to their job interviews to negotiate salaries for them and stuff.
Like, we need old 80s thugs out there to just be robbing these motherfuckers blind. If you get robbed, it toughens you up or you fucking become the shell of your phone.
I'm going to start bringing this to an urn to all my job interviews.
Well, that's the thing. The helicopter parent thing is actually, like, ruining people's lives. And
they've been said that, though.
Yeah. Kids feel, kids who are, like, 18, 19, 20, they don't feel like they have any control over what happens to them in life because their lives have been managed so much. Like, when we were kids.
God.
We all just, except for Stanley, who was a hermit, we just were like out in the street doing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was a hermit by choice, though.
I couldn't imagine being a helicopter parent. Or, you know, look, we're using old terminology, a drone parent. Because
quadricopter parent.
A quadricopter parent. When you're a drone parent, it sounds like a fucking nightmare. Jesus Christ.
I keep it G with you. Like, your neighborhood isn't really conducive to you not being a fucking drone daddy and shit.
Drone daddy?
That's what you're going to be, though. You'd be like, hey, fucking Argyle or whatever your fucking weird name you're going to give your white son.
Like, Argyle was the black guy from Die Hard 1. What are you talking about?
Yo, I know it has a sweater. I didn't even know that's a real fucking name. Like, I can see you being a fucking drone daddy, B.
No, I'm gonna get little Fetty Wap. Little Fetty Wap standing.
Your kid don't even know how to pick up a bat and shit. Like, oh, that looks like a rough sport.
Son, once you're done transitioning to Fetinia Wap.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to drone over you.
That's another thing, too, though. Like, they got mad transgender movies coming out and shit now. Like,
so?
Eli fucking Fanning playing, like, a transgender kid. It's like, damn, son, yo, you look all right. Why would you want to be a boy when you look like that?
But she, all right, first of all, they can make whatever choice they want.
I'm not saying it's wrong. Like, yo,
I like how you've just been throwing racism shit out all podcasts.
When?
But you can't touch the trans thing.
Name one time.
You called ramen Korean. That's racist.
That was
Japanese.
That was ignorance, not racism.
Yo, I've heard that one before.
Ignorance, not racism. Get off my fucking back.
I think, like, transgenderism should be for, like, ugly people.
Oh,
you can't cut it in one sex. Try the other one. Do yourself a favor. Just don't go on Backpage. That's a violation right there.
Well, you should be under the transsexual.
Oh,
well, no.
They have
but
a tag for that.
I mean, but sometimes people lie, dog. They show up like, you ain't no woman.
How often does that happen?
She is a woman. It happened to me. I've heard stories, though.
Oh,
she is a woman, though.
I guess if your heart's in the right place, right?
It's all about hearts and minds. It's
and
not about
balls.
Genitals at all.
Cock and balls.
Oh, my God. I feel crazy. I'm tired. I feel crazy.
You light out here, son.
What?
You light out here, B. We got to get you Sherman the fuck up. I'm going to get you a Richard Sherman jersey. Only me and you know going to know what that means, dog. 25. Legion of Boom, motherfucker. Be out here.
Oh, fuck, that's funny.
It's nice, though, son. You got to live.
I guess if we're going to fucking start smoking Sherman together and fucking prostitutes off Backpage, we'll get some Richard Sherman jerseys.
Hell yeah, son. And you get your fucking picks in, son. Locks.
Oh,
all of them.
Shit.
Hell yeah.
They were just making money to buy more Sherman prostitutes, right?
Hell yeah.
What else would you make money for? Really? that's one of our Patreon goals.
Sherman Unlimited Prostitutes. If we make it to this much money a month.
Don't 20K a month. Sherman prostitutes all day.
Oh, God.
Feeling lonely during your lunch break? We'll send you,
bitch.
It'll
last exactly 1 month.
I think I can smoke Sherman all day. I smoked a bunch of Sherm a couple months ago.
Oh.
It fucked me up for like 2 days.
Yeah, no, that shit stays in your
Stop
system.
Stop smoking Sherm.
It was a bachelor party. Bachelor parties don't count.
Yeah, that's that bad breakup shit right there. Them 2 days.
That's all that kid wanted for his bachelor party is to smoke Sherm with all his boys one more time before he got married.
That's the only bad thing about Sherm, man.
Yeah, it was a great time. It was after the strippers left.
Okay,
see, there
good.
You go.
Then he would have raped and murdered them.
Oh, geez.
I mean, possibly. Their handler's name was Carl. He didn't seem like he was fucking around if we started lighting up dips in there.
Carl takes his job very seriously, everyone.
He calls the ladies entertainment. Entertainment's here.
Yeah.
Scumbag Carl. I dig it.
Oh, Carl. You're the best.
Those motherfuckers are shady. The dudes that set up the bat, I've always found them to be shady as shit, son.
Well, those guys need to be shady. You're dealing with a bunch of fucking dudes who are going to fucking be dealing with...
You could be intimidating. You're going to be shit fucking like balding and fucking like you know, piece
you
of
can't
shit.
Can't help it if you're balding.
Well, a lot of them. That's like a stereotype of the job, dog. You never met one of those handlers, have you?
Yeah, I have. I met fucking those fucking handlers.
I bet fine. You have, Richard Sherman. Yeah, daddy.
So, the girls will strip, then they'll have a sex show, and then when can we smoke Sherman?
He's like, I need payment upon completion, buddy.
And the gang rape happens around when? When we're shermed up or after?
He's
after
like, the girls don't matter. They're there, but they don't matter.
This is great. We have a nice itinerary
yeah.
for the whoring and drug doing.
Bachelor parties don't count. It's not bad for you if you do it at a bachelor party.
That's what they say, son.
Life's a bachelor party. That's what I always say.
You ain't living it like it, son. We got to get you out there, B.
You think so?
Got to get you out there bike riding and.
Yeah, fucking smoking sherm.
Fucking get you your little Argyle, son.
Oh, Argyle and Wolf.
I had a buddy who refuses. He's a little religious. He refuses to have strippers at his bachelor party. He's getting married next summer.
He's okay. Religious, though. Why would you be
He said, but here's what he said. He's like, we go to a cockfight. I'm just not having strippers. He wants to go to a cockfight for his bachelor
party. Well, it's not human, so he can like, wash his conscience. As long as it's not human, he don't probably give a fuck.
Really? You find that to be?
I don't think it's right, but I could understand his logic in that.
I don't know.
Like, that's probably like...
Cockfight sounds pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but How can you be like, I can't be around strippers? That's cheating.
Because it's carnal. There's nothing in the fucking Bible that says you can't have animal fights. They encourage that shit.
You should just fucking talk to Carl. See if he can set up a cock
fight. Did you get his number, dog?
Yeah, I just shoot Carl a text. I'll be like, what's good, man?
Yo, what up, Carl?
Like, Carl, remember that one time we met? Yeah, you remember, motherfucker.
Shit, man. The fucking show's already over. Is that crazy?
No.
Shit went fast, right?
That shit happens when you have time involved, bro.
So check out the goddamn... What was I about to say?
Bonus content on Patreon.com/High Society Radio. Also, if you missed it, I did an interview with my buddy Cesar Vargas from the Dream Action Coalition.
And what's that? What's the interview about?
Immigration.
It's a pretty good interview.
Pro or anti?
Pro.
All right.
He is an immigrant.
A lot of people might not like that to listen to the show.
I mean, yeah, one person wrote on Reddit, boo. But a couple of people, Midgey Ramone liked it.
Okay, that's cool. Nice. Yeah. All right, nice.
Yeah, I did see that. I was unappreciated.
We're turning people every day into this immigration thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, so go to patreon.com/highsocietyradio, get yourself some bonus content. Chris's interview is free. That's on, just go to our iTunes page. And
you get our new Trash City as well.
Yeah, newtrashcity.com or highsocietyradio.co. Look, everything's there. Right? Look, we figured it all out. We're making your lives better by... Actually, not these two assholes aren't. I'm making your life better.
I'm making lives better for thousands of immigrants, millions of immigrants.
I'm fucking giving people guaranteed... fucking betting.
Yeah,
tips.
I ain't gonna front. If you're making cash off of that, if you're not, you're a sucker. You can't be no horseman,
you're
dog.
You're gonna fucking bank it up if you take this goddamn advice. And I'm so confident. I'm not. This is
you know.
Bullshit.
You sound like a sleazy sports business manager.
Originally, he
just
did.
Invest in this Hooters franchise. I'm telling you, it's a lock.
Maybe that's what I should do.
You got to work on the pitch, bud. Like when you first pitched it, it sounded really sad. Like you was like, please, listen to me. I'm winning.
All right, look. All right,
now you're being real. I like this.
No, you're being real. All right.
All right.
Dude, why are you still talking about those locks? Just move on.
I want people to donate to the Patreon page. I want people to make money.
We always talk about the same thing.
Same shit, son.
Great. I'm Chris Pepperick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn. Show me the way to the next little girl. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next little girl. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next little girl, I tell you we must die. I tell you, we must die. Say goodbye.